there are things that happen to the Christian community because God chose to preserve Wendell that day. But there are, there are other smaller things. I remember Sophie the Scrub Woman story. Sophie the Scrub Woman was one of my father's favorite people. She was a Christian who was scrubbed floors for a living. But she had these great stories of faith. But one day she said, why do I have to pray for Jimmy to stay my daily bread? I'm not going to pray that anymore. You don't have to pray that. God gives me that. I don't have to thank him for it. Asking for it. And you know what happened? She lost her. She lost an account. And somebody else didn't have the money to pay her. And she looked at her purse and she realized that she didn't have any money for food. She said, Lord, please forgive me. Give me this day my daily bread. And so she did. So there are lots, there are big things and little things that we can pray for. The impossible things, as we've been talking about, we can pray for God for the absolutely impossible things that modern salvation, right? And we can pray for the things, the little things that we expect. The daily bread, the cranberry jelly, the ham. Whatever it is, we can pray for that too, and we can thank the Lord for that. So as part of the Thanksgiving service, and we hope this doesn't appear to you as Thanksgiving leftovers, because Brad's sermon is also going to be his teaching is going to be on the big teaching of Thanksgiving, and I'm sure you'll want to stay for that. We would like a few people to listen to him. Well, I thought today let's have our Thanksgiving Eve service. We can shut off the lights if we want to, but that's not necessary, is it? We need as many lights as we can. But I'd like you to give thanks to the Lord. You may have a big, big Thanksgiving, or you may have a little, a cell phone, or email, or something like that. And that's a miracle anyhow, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if we could just thank the Lord, you can thank him for a couple times if you want. You can stand up once and stand up again if you want, or you can have some silence and thank the Lord. Well, let's use this as a Thanksgiving service for the things the Lord has done for us. Let me start with something that happened to me many years ago. They were telling my children this week. I was six. My brother had a tape group. We both went to school, school number one. But we didn't have very much money. So any money that David could earn was good. And one day they said in school, if you'd like to sign up to deliver phone books, you'll get a roof, you'll make some money. Dave, great, he signs up. He's all excited about getting delivering phone books. 140 of them, 150, 160, somewhere in that. And so the day they give out, here are the phone books. Poor David was the only kid in the class who signed up. He did that. He was devastated. He was so sad because he was looking forward to earning a little extra money. So that night at family devotion, we prayed as we did, and I prayed, Lord, help David to deliver 300 books. The who's in order here now? The father thinks about the next day, well, Paul prayed for 300 books. Maybe I ought to call and just find out. So he called Donnelly, Ruben Donnelly and Company, and said, my son was very disappointed, didn't get any phone books. Is there any possibility, do you have any more roofs? Yes, we've had two cancellations. We'd like to take one. Would you be able to take two? Dad said, how many are there? You know the answer. 300 plus. God does provide in unexpected ways, doesn't he? Now, there's only one rule today. Have to speak up loud so the five of here. We don't fight here, in here, okay? So those of you in the back, please speak up loudly. Now, those are the only rules. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Everybody can. Everybody participates in Sunday school normal role for Sunday school, so please do, yes.
Yeah, I didn't have anywhere to go to the next year. I was going to be visiting Kent to stay at home last year. And the day before, I just prayed and I told the Lord, if you want me to go somewhere, you'll provide me somewhere to go. And if you don't, it's okay. There's plenty of people at my parish complex that some don't have.
I'm grateful today for my family with whom I've been in touch over this Thanksgiving time. Today, 63 years ago, I married Catherine Dawson, Shanghai. She's in heaven now, but the Lord has given me children who keep in touch with me all the time, and I'm grateful to God for hearing from both of my children in Arizona, having meals together with the others just a few days ago. And I saw two of my grandchildren, only have three. But I'm grateful to God for His goodness through many years. And I have no other way of saying it than just the way of doing now. And I'm so grateful for the many friends the Lord has given me here at the chapel here for your prayers and for your love. So I thank you and I thank God.
If you could wait just a minute. I've never met anybody who was married in Shanghai before. What was the service like?
It was the most simple service. I had traveled 6 months from Central Asia via what is modern Pakistan, it was British India, slow riding on horseback over mountains. It took me 6 months to get down to Shanghai via Calcutta, Singapore, Hong Kong, by boat. And my father-in-law, Presbyterian minister, had been waiting for me, my bride-to-be, not knowing it was the journey would take so long, all were waiting in Shanghai. They had the simplest of wedding. I had no best man, we had no bridesmaids. My wife had a borrowed wedding dress. It was a simple, lovely wedding that wonderful memory long ago. Thank you.
Okay, this is another recommendation.
Please do. Yeah. And notice you don't have to stand up. You can just sit just like you are, okay?
This was during the war. It was Tarawa, where the tribe fire district. And so we knew that people could see our budget from where. And it says, hey, buddy, if you get us to the state, and I go, please tell my mother that I trusted in Jesus. And so he did get there and he did the life. And he was able to. And lucky that I had to my office. And Jerry agreed my goal, but he didn't know that he was very shy.
Let's hope, huh? Willingness to contribute
And I prayed to the Lord, he brought back to me. And so I was very thankful for him. And thankful that he could bring that back to the living. And we were in a time where at that time we were at Loma and in the Congo. And the trucks were passing on the 50 Parallel Highway, which today standing with the name of the Lord. They were stopping at the mission, giving us some news from Sandraville, which is a very hot place, 200 to 300 kilometers. And every car, every truckers that were going back, all had their rooms for what was going to happen. Then, you know, a lot of people are going to be decapitated. And such things as that, I think it's the military. And another day, all the soldiers are going to get white flags. You know, they have to wear a black robe to say things. And you know, this is a place for me to be. But we felt lots of our space, and Mary didn't do it. Right. And we can call it that. But then the Americans came, but their plane saying, you better get out, you know, we'll take you any time. And we'll play on Tuesday. And so, I was in bad shape because I had the job of listening to the radio every so many hours to see what the American consul said or what news the missionary from every station had to report. And so every time that I had the privilege of doing it, the Lord was giving me some special words from scripture that I was giving to the other missionary in the temple. Two people I appeared now when I was doing great. My self, I was not as good as I could be. It was intimidating to me because I thought I heard some other black children. I'm going to be sick of my husband's hands and it's going to be bad. Maybe I should go. But I couldn't tell them to. And so I got to the other end and went, if you can't take it, you can go. Small.
I just like to say, yes, thank the Lord for my own daughter and son-in-law who are going on. And all I look forward to being able to be thankful for those who have children who are suffering either away from the Lord or spouses are away from the Lord, to be able to thank the Lord for their restoration also. And I look forward to that.
thankful that the Lord can see that in me and in me. And in that me and in all the people. And I also open to the attitude of sentiment and gratitude of being very important. It keeps the good relationship in heart. So that it will be true.
That on all of the city activities and everything, particularly for blood school and education. I have in fact as my children and I have seen them cultivating similar formation. They talk about the needs of the, and I know that this is because of one of the leaders of them, the last of continue to focus on missions and ministry of faith, that I hope that would be something that I would take pride in as my children. So I am blessed to be here to say, happy. I also want to tell you that, although you may not know, all the 4 years I have been bringing many students for me because most of our class, I teach them, I teach them if they have attended church or if they have found a way. We have a couple of students who are coming here regularly for the last 3 or 4 years, and many of them give me a feedback that there is a journey, although it is a small place, we can go. This would be the research and the writer that is something suitable outside the function. And therefore, I want to thank the Lord for what I am experiencing here and also what my students are able to experience. And praise God for all that.
Thankful for my wife, Kelly, that right now, but that signal is here. Some of you may know me somewhat, but I'm not 100% normal. And all growing up, people said, you know, Nelson, I don't know who's ever going to marry you. I kind of took that to heart, and I really didn't have a lot of dates or. I really didn't have any good faith for girlfriends. I didn't hurt help with the cause that I was overweight and profile back with a bad haircut. So by the time I was 18 or 19, I kind of resigned myself that I was going to be a lifelong bachelor. I'm serious. And my youth group leader said, you do get pray for a good Christian wife somehow present herself. And kind of did attack part of me. I didn't really think it was possible. And right when I was 19, turning 20, Kelly was literally presented to me in silver platter. I was up at the Michigan youth camp, and I was having conversations with people. And about midway through the conversation, this happened 3 or 4 times. You know, you have to meet Kelly Carter. And I had never heard of her before. I'd never seen her before. And I met her once, we had one conversation, and I said, this is the perfect woman. This is, I've never met anybody like her before. She's just as strange as I am. And we dated, and we dated too long. That's one thing that many unmarried guys here now, I would say, get married sooner because it's great. And today is our 12th year anniversary. 12 happiest years of my life. We have the happiest life living in our little house on Wheaton Avenue. Bert has presented us with cubicles on our new equity cubicles. So that is what I'm thankful for today.
Well, she is beautiful because I saw Archie's period, but Dave is working on our webpage because of the tape that's pulled up and then look at it. It's just It says the farmer just made that this is wonderful picture. You're all the sun is cool and stuff like that. This is a great picture. And when it's working on a mountain, and you can all go on and take a look at it. So it's we look at the many gifts that the Lord has brought to us. And people are gifted, they bring understanding, they bring skills and insights and so forth. And I do thank the Lord for the people just like how we came to this. I'm thankful that you have come to God as a church and we can share and work together and just about 5 more minutes, so if you really, if you just must say something, try and get it in the next 5 minutes, otherwise, I don't need to go on. We don't need to go on this one, do we?
Remember,
Probably appropriate time to read from intense giving literacy in 5 by 7 from the first bright light of morning to the last warm glow of death. Every breath we take is sacred, for it's God's gift to us. In the season of our plenty, in the season of our need, you will find his very sufficient. You will find his love in faith. Faith within his hand that guides us. Is it in his healing ring? Day by day his light provides us every good and good. In thanksgiving, let us praise him. In thanksgiving, let us sing songs of praise and adoration. Thank you for everybody who contributed
as from above your head.
We're so glad for the day when we will be with you. Father, we thank you for your donuts and the coffee and those who have prepared them. And we pray for the next service that once again, the world has done. Jesus' name.